The only statewide issue on the May primary ballot nearly didn't make it, though it's been talked about for decades. Ohio's current congressional district map was drawn by Republican state lawmakers with input from party consultants in a Columbus hotel room in 2011. It includes 12 Republican districts and 4 Democratic ones in a state that voted for Barack Obama in 2012 and Donald Trump in 2016. And it's considered among the most gerrymandered in the country.
When I think about, like, where have we come from? How long has this been going on? I go back and I think about the first time there was a redistricting reform measure on the ballot, which was in 1981.
Catherine Turser of Common Cause Ohio has pushed 2 recent ballot issues on redistricting in 2005 and 2012.
I got involved 20 years ago. I'm new at this.
Turser found success in 2015 when voters approved a bipartisan commission developed with state lawmakers to redraw state House and state Senate districts. She started working on congressional redistricting last spring with a coalition of citizens groups called Fair Districts, Fair Elections. They wanted a ballot issue this fall. And their effort, and a comment from Governor John Kasich that he was considering putting redistricting reform in his budget last year, got the attention of state lawmakers. Democratic Senator Vern Sykes and Republican Senator Matt Huffman had worked on the 2015 plan. Huffman said in September that they would come up with something on congressional redistricting that was not perfect, but would work.
Keep in mind that the last 2 efforts that were put on the ballot by an outside group who said, we're just going to do what we think is right, have failed pretty miserably.
Huffman and Sykes and 2 other lawmakers held hearings on the issue last fall, which brought out no supporters of the current congressional map drawing process, but strong testimony against it from Carol Lunny, Camille Winbish, and Kathy Deitch.
We must have a transparent, bipartisan approach to redistricting.
The General Assembly has the opportunity to restore fairness.
Gerrymandering is really bullying.
In January, Republican lawmakers unveiled their constitutional amendment, which kept the congressional map drawing power with the legislature, not with the bipartisan commission that will draw those state legislative districts. And those lawmakers wanted the Fair Districts, Fair Elections Commission to endorse their plan so voters could consider it in May. Weeks of talks went on with no deal, till finally, days before the deadline to file for the ballot in February, a compromise, explained in part by Representative Kirk Schering.
65 of Ohio's 88 counties cannot be split at all. 18 of Ohio's counties can be split only once. Only 5 counties can be split twice. So under this particular proposal, a county cannot be split 3 different times.
The amendment also says that a map that would last 10 years till the next census must get 50% support from the minority party. If that doesn't happen, the map would be drawn by the bipartisan commission. If that map isn't approved, a 10-year map could still pass with 1/3 of the minority party support, or a 4-year map could be passed without minority party approval, but stricter rules would be attached. Huffman says there's a lot of incentive to bring everyone in and pass a 10-year map the first time and not hold out for the other options.
It creates a lot of chaos and, well, what's going to happen again in 4 years. I think for the public, having changes in congressional districts and who their representative is generally not a good idea.
Both major political parties and many professional groups have endorsed Issue 1. But among those with concerns is the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio, which says it doesn't guarantee there won't be gerrymandering, but it does make improvements in the process. And though the proposal is a compromise, the Fair Districts, Fair Elections Coalition is fully on board. But activists say they're still circulating petitions for their fall ballot issue, just in case. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.